Today's bill includes a very special show, which is set to come to the West End stage in September. It's Tim Rice's From Here to Eternity. And I'm pleased to say he joins me now. Sir Tim, very good morning to you.
Thank you very much. Don't worry about the sir. And it's not just my musical. It's also Stuart Brayson's musical. He wrote the music and he's brilliant.
It'd be disappointing if I didn't throw in the sir. I think it'd be disappointing. I'll now drop it then. Tim,
okay,
thank you for joining. Now, this is the first new musical for you and indeed others, as you say, it's a collaborative process, for 10 years. Give us a flavour of the show.
Well, it's an adaptation of the famous book by James Jones written in 1951 or published in 1951. And it's basically a story of love and passion on Hawaii just before Pearl Harbor brought America into the war. So it's set in 1941, and it involves two parallel love stories which intertwine. And it's got some terrific songs, great story. And the gimmick we've got is that these are new songs. They haven't been heard before.
And people certainly like new songs, and they like coming to the West End. And musicals, once again, very, very strong in the West End. You've got a string of box office hits to your name. What do you think makes a real hit? Is it the hummability? Is it the empathy with the story? What makes a musical successful? Because there are, of course, a few casualties along the way as well.
Well, people like old songs, of course, as well as new songs. But in the end, new songs become old songs, and one hopes that they become popular and standards. I think the key to any musical, indeed to any play, film, book, is a good story. If you've got a great story, it works. That's why Jersey Boys works, because it's not only great songs, which happen to be old, established hits, but it's got a great story around them. And other musicals that have taken old songs, however good, but if they don't have a good story, they won't work. And I think the same is true for new shows. We have, in my opinion, one of the best stories written in the 20th century, and I hope we've done it justice. And that's the key. If I look back on the stuff I've done over the years, if it's a good story, like Jesus, which, you know, to put it mildly, is a good story, it tends to work. Everything else has to be pretty good, but the story is the key.
Absolutely. Now, just finally to you, how important is it that people are actually going to be able to see a preview of your new show for free in Trafalgar Square today?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to this event before, and I'm not quite sure, you know, what form it's going to take. But it'll be interesting for us to see the chap playing one of the leads, a brilliant actor called Robert Lonsdale. It'll be interesting to see how it goes down live. I can't wait.
Fantastic. Well, From Here to Eternity, that's your new show, which is going to be opening in September. Maybe we're going to have to invite you back, Tim, and get you to review our newspapers one Saturday morning as and when it opens. How about that?
I would be thrilled beyond measure.
Fantastic. Indeed, we'll make that happen. Tim Rice, maybe I don't know about the sir. I don't know whether I'm allowed to drop it or not. Tim Rice, thank you very much indeed.